For the past few weeks, riots have gripped the North African nation of Tunisia. The violence began in mid-December after a university graduate working as a street vendor set himself on fire. The 26-year-old's act was in protest. The police had shut down his fruit stand, saying it was illegal. Soon, Tunisians took to the streets to protest what they say is a corrupt government and a lack of employment in the country. But the battle's not just in the streets, it's also online. The World's Clark Boyd has our story.
On December 17th, in the Tunisian city of Sidi Bouzid, Mohamed Bouazizi poured gasoline on himself and lit it. His act inspired protests and riots in Sidi Bouzid. The Tunisian government moved quickly to quell the actions. This is from footage shot with a handheld camera and posted by someone to YouTube. Most Tunisians couldn't see that video, at least not on YouTube. All the popular video sharing sites are blocked in Tunisia and have been for months. Reporters Without Borders lists Tunisia, along with China and Iran, as one of its enemies of the Internet. Robert Guerra is director of the Internet Freedom Project at Freedom House in Washington.
The Tunisian government or people associated with the government control all the key aspects of the telecommunications infrastructure, from the connections to the outside world, to the ISPs, to the telecommunications ministry. That's all controlled.
So with video sites blocked, some Tunisians started turning to blogs and email to spread the word about what was happening in Sidi Bouzid. Others began using social networking sites like Twitter and especially Facebook.
We have 1.5 million Tunisians on Facebook.
That's Slim Amamu, a Tunis-based tech entrepreneur and free speech activist. Amamu says that Facebook has become one of the main ways Tunisians share information. As news of what was happening in Sidi Bouzid spread, so did the protests. Amamu says the Tunisian government, though, quickly caught on.
Every blog, every Facebook page, everybody who was talking about Sidi Bouzid got censored, you know, in Tunisia, so we didn't have access to it.
Computer security experts have also confirmed what Amamu reported a few months ago. The Tunisian government has been harvesting the email account logins and passwords of activists. All of this has caught the attention of Anonymous. That's the group that went after the websites of companies that wouldn't do business with the whistleblowing site WikiLeaks. Anonymous recently issued this ultimatum, read out here in a computerized voice.
To the Tunisian government, attacks on the freedom of speech and information of your citizens will not be tolerated. Any organization involved in censorship will be targeted. Attacks will not cease until the Tunisian government hears the claim of freedom from its own people.
Anonymous volunteers have managed to bring down numerous Tunisian government websites over the past few days. They've also targeted the websites of businesses owned by the family of Tunisian President Zain El Abidine Ben Ali, who's been in power for 23 years. Yesterday, I asked Tunisian activist Slim Amamu if the anonymous attacks put him and fellow Tunisians in a dangerous position.
They put us in a dangerous position, but it's welcome. You know, we are fighting for freedom of speech, and I'm really happy that this happened, because when an issue concerns Internet, actually it concerns everybody on the Internet. It means the whole world.
Slim Amamu was reportedly arrested this morning. Officially, the United States has remained silent on the situation in Tunisia. So too has the European Union, which is currently in talks with Tunisia over granting its special partner status. Marietje Schaake is a member of the European Parliament from the Dutch Liberal Party. She says it's high time the European Union took the lead on this issue.
The struggle for human rights is moving online, so it's a simple requirement for the Tunisian government to then comply with human rights, and the EU should vigilantly remind them. But the fact that they would like to have good relations is shared by the EU, but this means that there's a respect for citizens' rights. And if not, there should be serious consequences.
2 days ago, Mohamed Bouazizi, the young man who set himself on fire in December, died. Today, there were reports from several Tunisian cities that protesters clashed with police. The main Tunisian government website appears to have beaten Anonymous. It's back online, for now. On the website, there's not a single mention of the ongoing protests. For The World, this is Clark Boyd.